The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Midlitsky.
Good afternoon, Belinda. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Belinda, I was sent the following topics: nudism and pesticides, and I'm actually too terrified to ask whether they are, have any relationship whatsoever.
Well, I'll say to you that both of them call into question some of our Judaic ethics, because I found myself wrestling with a few concepts over here, but I will launch straight in or dive in and say that eco-nudism is the new way to save this planet.
Really? I think that the birds and the bees would just scream and stop breeding altogether.
Possibly, but this is called the cheeky new way to save the planet.
Yes.
And the eco-nudes at econudes.org believe that we can use fewer resources if we have fewer clothes to wash. In fact, their clothes are more...
They are a bunch of pervs. That's what they are.
Not necessarily. Actually, they've got some really good calculations going here, such as the manufacture of one pullover would power a Western household for 20 hours.
You see.
So you might have seen recently that they had their naked volleyball competition.
No,
we have seen that.
Yeah. Simon wants to know so he can go and watch the replay.
I'm sure that you can, but you know what, Simon? You can also go to an island, yeah, an amazing island called Herulim Island in Croatia, and this has been a naturist conservation island, as it were, since 1896, a haven. And this way you can save the planet too, because it's about 15 minutes ferry ride from Croatia itself, from the main island or whatever the mainland. And here this island is completely a nudist colony. So what they offer is the authentic human nature relationship. They want to rekindle our connection with the natural world, increase our own sensory perception. And they go back to the work of Hans Suren, who wrote Man and Sunlight, which itself was quite contentious in the time of the Weimar Republic. But nevertheless, you know, look how much we could actually think of what could help us. Because here we might then not have to follow the laws of shutness, setting aside the fact that...
Oh, yes, it's all about the shutness. Yes, of course, it's all about shutness, Belinda. You know what? Yes. If I think about how some people look in Lycra, don't talk to me about what it's doing for my sensory perceptions. It's not good. It's
absolutely
not good. And that's with clothes on.
I kind of, in my book, I wrote about people shoehorning themselves into the Lycra leotards. So since I'm a very visual person, I'm enjoying that image, or in fact cringing at it. The very, very thought. But I must tell you, there was one very unfortunate Dagmar Toe who found out that nudists have fewer detergent phosphates residues on their skin.
Which would make complete sense. But they also get terrible sunburn, apparently.
There is a negative side that she found out at her Florida nudist resort when she went swimming in a river and found out that she was more desirable prey for an alligator, a 7-foot
funny
alligator.
Funny that. Yeah, she wasn't wearing the alligator retardant clothing, swimming costume.
That's the only downside of reversing anthropogenic global warming. So their mission statement is that clothes and all the ancillary industries involved in their manufacture, that's the transportation, the upkeep, are a major cause of climate change. But you will also be fascinated to hear there's been a recent rift in the naturism movement on the naturalists, because there are those who now are pro-climate global warming, because they want Saint-Tropez all year long.
Oh.
And so this was the only conflict. We should all have such problems in the world.
<That's> terrible. First world problems. I mean, hashtag third world problems. Yeah. Belinda, that's where we leave it this week. Thank you very, very much. And very enjoyable.
Thank you.
God bless. Take care. Bye.